let's get some extremely local news right now. Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey checking in. Good morning, Seamus. Happy Friday. Happy holiday. And, yeah, this is Good Friday, but every day seems like a holiday now, doesn't it? And you look around, it's very quiet out there.
Yeah, I know. I said to my son yesterday, are you sad that your spring break is almost over? And we both kind of laughed.
Cause it's like, yeah,
it's
no
gonna
kidding.
Going to go on for a while now.
Yeah, and maybe into summer, the governor talking about the festivals yesterday. What's the word on that?
Right. This was, this was one of those things that probably shouldn't come as much of a surprise. It was just painful to hear. The governor was asked about what should we expect for large summer festivals like Lollapalooza and Pitchfork, Riot Fest, et cetera. And, you know, he all but said you should cancel those. He said you should think very seriously about doing it. I don't see how we're going to be able to have large gatherings of people again until we have a vaccine, which is months away. So yeah, I think it was just sort of a dash of reality from the governor that even if we clear these worst weeks that are to come, that we're not going to be free and clear of this to have 100,000 people jammed into Grant Park by September, most likely. So it's a reality check that even starting to get back to normal, it's not going to be anytime soon.
Yeah, I know. Be prepared for announcements from the various fests, from Ravinia. This is going to let's put it this way. Summer might be canceled, or at least delayed anyway. We'll stand by for more on that. Was the mayor actually driving around Chicago with a bullhorn, Seamus?
This is, Lori Lightfoot's, her legend just continues to grow of how she's enforcing some of these stay-at-home policies. Yes, she, she dropped this at a news conference this week where she just kind of mentioned, oh, by the way, I've been driving around the city telling people to go inside and yelling at people who are not 6 feet apart. And it's just a funny image. She wasn't actually driving. I believe she was probably sitting in the back. Her driver, her police driver was up front.
Yeah.
But, she's literally in, she said it was the 50th Ward, which is, way up on the far north side, driving around. It sounded like she may have been going through some alleys because she said she saw some kids and she said she broke up an underage drinking party in a garage, had her driver reverse and so she could yell at the kids to break it up. So it's quite a funny image, especially from the mayor who's been in all these memes, standing and protecting us all over the city. Now the real Lori Lightfoot is out there, and she said people were doing double takes after she would drive away, like, wait, was that the mayor?
Yeah, I like that. I have been tempted at times when I've seen groups of people, mainly kids with a soccer ball or something, and I don't want to be that guy, the old man. Hey, get off my grass. I don't want to be that guy. But when you do see that, I mean, it's almost like the slogan after 9/11, if you see something, say something. We almost have to do that to encourage this social distancing, especially right now when we're sort of on the brink of, as they say, flattening the curve. So, all right, kudos to the mayor for that. And some people won't be stopped. For example, the tamale guy. We were just talking about food a little while ago. Here's a guy who is, I guess this business is still okay, isn't it?
Yes, the neighbors are keeping the tamale guy. His real name's Claudio Velez. This guy miraculously shows up in bars around Lakeview and Logan Square right when you need him with a cooler full of tamales, and people just line up and buy them from him in happier days. But folks were wondering, hey, the tamale guy, none of the bars are open. How is this guy surviving? So they've reached out to him, and they two separate groups now have set up Facebook pages where people can go on there and order from them, and they set up one giant group pickup. And I'm talking about giant. Like, there was one in the West Loop on Tuesday where they bought $1,300 worth of tamales, which are like a buck a piece. So there's a, it took about an hour to, for everyone to pick them up. They were all 10 feet apart. Scatter across the block. There's about 70 people in line. We've got some pictures on our on Block Club Chicago. And, you know, the it just, the line goes on and on and on and on. And they're, you know, two things. They're obviously hungry, and they want to get out of the house for a minute, maybe to get some comfort food. But they're also just trying to keep this guy, keep a little cash in this guy's pocket, because he's, as one guy said, he saved me before many, many times at midnight. So they're trying to, return the favor a little bit and keep his business going while the bars are closed.
Okay, so how do we find the tamale guy, and how do we get his hours and locations and so forth?
That's a, you know, it's a great question, because it's not all that structured. There's a web page, Facebook group called Lakeview News Uncensored, and they're the ones who had had set it up, and I think they're planning on doing some more pickups. So it's really, you know, groups have come together to do this and gotten a hold of them and talked them into it. So they're kind of coming up unannounced a little bit, but we'll keep an eye on them and keep trying to put okay. some news out there about where you can find the tamale guy.
Meantime, the Facebook page is Lakeview News Uncensored. All right, thanks. Seamus Toomey, Block Club Chicago, extremely local news for today. Thanks, Seamus. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.